Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
On Friday night, the Waterloo Blackhawks had to come from way behind. On Saturday night, they had to come from behind over and over and over again. But ultimately, they got the win 5-4 in overtime after those three separate comebacks. Time now for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Way back in the opening period, it looked like it might be a relatively quiet night. Just one goal, the Blackhawks scored it, going out in front almost 12 minutes into the game. Bevilacqua pushed it up the board. Shifsky not giving up on the issue. Dueling with Deschain. Help comes from Brown. Now Shifsky centers a shot by Charlie. He scores! Here come the Hawks! It was just as the penalty time was ending. Very close to a shorthanded goal. I don't think it'll count that way. And at 11:54 of the opening period, the tenacious effort by Shifsky on the right boards helps to set up Kennedy Charlie with an open side. Waterloo takes the lead. Charlie's sixth goal of the season, assisted by Garrett Shifsky and Caden Brown, giving the Blackhawks a 1-0 lead at 11:54. As was the case in the Friday night meeting between these two teams, the game turned after the Blackhawks had the lead in the first period to Des Moines leading in the second. They never established the big lead like they had on Friday, but they did go in front with consecutive goals. First at 4:52, after killing off a Blackhawk power play and forcing a turnover deep in the Blackhawk zone, the Buccaneers capitalized. Chase Ramsey scoring from between the circles. Lubomir Kupcho with the takeaway that led to the goal. Kupcho assisting Ramsey, also an assist to Carter Batchelder at 4:52. And you'd hear a couple of those names announced again on the next Des Moines goal at 14:42. A shot from the high slot by Aiden Van Rooyen, tipped by Kupcho in for a 2-1 Buccaneer lead. Kupcho from Van Rooyen and Carter Batchelder. The Blackhawks tied it, though, just over a minute after that. Geary leaves it for Renzel, right wing board, sharp angle chance. Korek knocked it down. Renzel gets it back, brings it around, shoots. He scores! Sam Renzel got his own rebound. Came to the bottom of the left wing circle and fired one past when he got a look at the net. Sam Renzel's third goal of the season. He was assisted by Patrick Geary and Owen Baker at 15:59. The next Des Moines power play put the Buccaneers back in front with 3 minutes left in the period. Owen West had it in the high slot, slipped a pass to the right wing circle where he found Jack Varwerk. He was able to work his way toward the slot and let go of a low shot past what was probably a screened Jack Spicer. There was at least one player and maybe a couple between Varwerk the shooter and Spicer the netminder. Varwerk on the power play, assisted by Owen West, as well as an assist to Joey Muldowney, and the Buccaneers were on top 3-2, but the game did not get to intermission with that score. Headman pass, Baker chipped it across the line. West knocked it out of midair, almost gave it back. Now it is in front. Here's a chance for Pionk. He scores! Less than 2 seconds to go in the second period, and Aaron Pionk buries a chance after a turnover in the Des Moines zone. Here come the Hawks with a late second period game-tying goal. Aaron Pionk's seventh of the season with just 1.7 seconds left in the second period, assisted by Griffin Erdman and Connor Brown. And that officially is at 19:58 of the second. And it extended Connor Brown's point streak to 5 consecutive games. Caden Brown had already extended his streak out to 7. And for good measure, Griffin Erdman with an assist on that goal. Now a point in 7 consecutive home games. The game went to the third period with the two teams tied up at 3. The Buccaneers nudged in front with the first goal. Christian Kosas finding control of it to lift a shot in after the Hawks could not get it up the wall right of the net. Now to center, Kosas with the go-ahead goal at 4:48 of the third period. He was assisted by Jack Varwerk, who had made the play to keep the puck in the zone. But the Blackhawks capitalized on a power play to tie it up. A minute left on the power play. Robertson across the high slot, wrist shot off the post, it bounces out, and then the Hawks put it in. It was in and out, maybe, but definitely in on the rebound, and the Blackhawks have tied it with a power play goal.
Really no doubt about it, though, when you saw the replay from behind. Korek
The puck was in on Robertson's try. Ben Robertson's first of the season on the power play at 9:22, assisted by Garrett Shifsky and Zach Beatty. And the Blackhawks were back even at four. They killed off almost a full minute of five-on-three Buccaneer power play time when there were penalties against David Klee and Garrett Shifsky shortly after that. And that was as loud as Young Arena was all game. The Blackhawks fans really getting into it, especially when Connor Brown tied up a puck in the right wing corner, prevented the Buccaneers from gaining control, probably ate up close to 30 seconds of the Des Moines power play himself by getting there and just determinedly keeping the puck along the kick plate. The game finished, at least regulation, tied at four. The Blackhawks had possession for most of overtime, did not get much for chances on their first couple of shifts, but ultimately got the winner at overtime's midpoint. And O'Connell up right wing. Here's Gavin O'Connell to the offensive zone. Steering across the high slot, pulls to his forehand. Now shooting, he scores! Hawks win! Hawks win! Gavin O'Connell in overtime. Patiently waiting in the high slot, snapping one past Jan Kurek. And the Blackhawks defeat the Des Moines Buccaneers twice in two nights. Eighth goal of the season for Gavin O'Connell. The lone assist credited to Owen Baker, the OT winner for the Hawks, pushing Waterloo to 6-0 in overtime games this season and extending the Hawks' winning streak to six straight games. The Hawks 1-for-3 on the power play. Des Moines 1-for-5, a big penalty kill for the Blackhawks in the two-man shorthanded situation. The Hawks have now killed off 7 out of 8 opposing 5-on-3 power plays this season, and this was a big one as the Hawks got through it after getting the game tied up. Waterloo with the only shot on goal in overtime after 16 in the third period. Des Moines had 9 in the third. The regulation and overtime totals, Waterloo 43 shots on goal, Des Moines with 28. The win to Jack Spicer, his 14th of the season, 24 saves to get it. He came into the night tied for second in victories among USHL goaltenders. Jan Kurek made one more save than he did in Young Arena on December 9th in an overtime loss, but he gets the same result. 37 saves on the 9th, and in this game on January 14th, he made 38 stops, but an overtime loss nonetheless, as Waterloo wins by the same score, 5-4. And that is our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Buccaneers never extended their lead in this game. And when you're thinking about extending power to where you need it, think about extension cords from Prime Wire. Prime Wire, the professional's quality choice in extension cords, available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. There to help, Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks take two against the Des Moines Buccaneers in this home-and-home weekend. The Hawks improve their record against USHL Western Conference teams to 16-6-0 so far this season.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.